We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
And that's it. The Atlanta Hawks have won tonight. They now have won 40 games on the season. Incredible to think that they were 14-20 when Nate McMillan took over, and now they win their 40th game. They're 24-11 at home.
Yeah, some of the numbers since Coach Mack took over are really impressive. That's for darn sure. Welcome to the morning show. Here it is. We're at Friday. It is Friday of the weekend, final weekend of the regular season of the NBA. The Braves are out of town, which is a good thing at this point, I think, because I got two sets of notes in front of me. One of them is a good set of notes. The other, it not a good set of notes. And I think you can probably figure out which team is which. It doesn't take a genius to do that. Welcome to the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game from the Mobile Kia Studios. We head into a weekend where we got a lot of good stuff to talk about with the playoffs coming up with the Hawks. And boy, that Braves, we're going to have a discussion about that today. Whew. Man, oh man. Yeah, we have to have a talk about this. This is one of those, we have to have a chat moments. Somebody walks up to you, usually your ex-wife or something, and says, we need to talk. Yeah, okay. Well, we need to talk. Braves and all that kind of stuff. So we'll get into it today, and we'll be taking your calls, we'll be taking your texts, and we'll be discussing with you where we stand. I know, 37 games in, and already I can see somebody's eyes rolling out there. You know, 37 games in, you know, we do have 125 to go. Yeah, I'm aware of that. But at some point, you also have to, realize that maybe you got a problem that you have to address. I know that they're aware of that too, but the problem isn't necessarily that there's a problem. Okay. The problem isn't that there's a problem to address. That's not the problem they have to address. The problem they have to address is, are they willing to go and do whatever it is to fix the problem? That's the real root of the problem. It isn't that there's a problem. Obviously, it's a problem. Are they willing to do this? And do you have faith in them that they will be willing to do it, which is to make really big, bold moves? We'll be talking about that. And, you know, and will Liberty, you know, cough up the cash to do it? Because, yeah, I don't want to hear anything. Don't talk to me. It is the morning show with John and Hugh. We have a little technical issue on Hugh's end. All right, right now, trying to clean that up. This is the problems that we work through when we're doing the Mobile Kia Studios. And, yes, we're still at the Mobile Kia Studios. I know some of you ask occasionally on the Twitter or even in person when I run into you, hey, what's going on? You know, why are you guys not back in studio? There's a myriad of reasons, corporate reasons and everything else and whatnot that we're not back in the studio. So, believe me, I wish we were. It's been 14 months since you and I did a show in the studio. 14 months. Listen, some of it's been great, you know, to be at home, but for the most part, I'm a studio creature, so I miss my studio. I miss the four TVs, and I miss seeing my guys, and I miss seeing you. We've seen each other once in the last 14 months for about, I don't know, an hour, and that was it. And so, partly because we live, we live way, way, way apart, so, you know, getting together is not an easy thing. Partly because I'm not yet going to sporting events, though they said no more masks yesterday, right? You know, we're done. We're free. We're no more masks. If you're fully vaxxed, hey, you know, I mean, so, you know, I just haven't gotten to a sporting event yet. And so, and I will, I'm, you know, I'm, I'm working my way to that. Matter of fact, I'm really there. We're the Braves at home this weekend. I might go Sunday. I've got some real estate, or otherwise, I'd probably go see the Hawks. I'll probably have to go down and catch a playoff game because I really want to see the Hawks because they are the team in town now. Matter of fact, I could jump to that real quick because it occurs to me that one of the other things that we could talk about. We'll do it probably later in the show. You know, because I've got this faith meter going on here. We need to spend time today talking about the Braves, but I got a faith meter question for you out there, and that is, you stop and think about the four, for a second, the four major, you know, four major franchises in town, and you think about how you rank them in terms of your faith that they're going to be successful on a season, right? Okay. And if you had thought about it a year ago, you would have, well, the Braves, you know, certainly they went to the NL Championship Series, you know, United has got, you know, all these, short history of real big success. You wouldn't have had any faith in the Falcons coming over, and rightfully so, right? And you certainly would have had any faith in the Hawks. I mean, they were right at the top of the league. Now, I think the Hawks might be number one on the faith meter in town. Oh, we got the technical issue. Good. You, what's up?
Grand Rising, John Freaky, Grand Rising Atlanta. How you doing?
Good. Yeah, and I was just sitting here chatting, talking about how I've got two sets of notes. One is a really good set of notes, and the other is like when the wife or the significant other walks up to you and sits down and says, "We need to talk."
Because talking about the Braves and
then, oh yeah,
you know, yeah, okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, we need to talk.
Yeah. Something ain't going on right.
Yeah. Yeah, right. First things first, though, just a couple of the headlines. Hawks play Sunday against Tuesday. By the way, stop. Abe, this has been a TBA game. Abe, if you can find out what time the Hawks game is against Houston Sunday, I'd appreciate it. I've been listed as TBA up until 6:06 in the morning here. So I don't know yet what time. But they face Houston Sunday. You know, if they win, you know, they could be the number four seed. This is really amazing with the Hawks. They're 40-31.
Yeah. I mean, and when you talk about the way the season started, man, and this quick turnaround that they've had, it's pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive, no question about that. And confidence, that's the only thing I can think of, John, the way that they've been playing. You know, they've been banged up, and they're playing well. They're playing well. Nate McMillan. Coach McMillan is the coach to me, you know, and he should be the coach. So there's that.
There's going to be a riot if he's not the head coach. He's going to get a long term deal. You think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. I mean. Yeah. So the Hawks 14-20 when he took over are. Now 40-31, 26-11. And you know, we talked about that end of the year kind of home thing where we said, look, you go through that West Coast swing, and we kept saying during the West Coast swing, well, if you look at the schedule, 7 of the last 8 are at home and you can make a run. And sure enough, that's exactly what they've done, Hugh. They came home, they beat Chicago, they beat Portland, they beat Phoenix. Then they went on the one road game, they lost that to Indiana. But they come home, they beat Washington, they sleepwalked through Orlando last night and probably will on Sunday against Houston, and they will win 7 of their last 8, and it may get them the number 4 seed.
Yeah, and you know, it's all about that finishing strong and having that confidence. You know, it's like watching them play now and seeing the way that they're playing. Man, I mean... The first series, well, you know, we definitely said, you know, we've all said that, you know, the first series that they should win. But, you know, who knows after that? You know, I mean, who knows the way that they're playing?
Yeah, who knows? Right, exactly. Who knows? And we'll talk about that a little bit later in the program, too. Braves, the game is at 7 p.m.? Okay, all right. So 7 p.m. Sunday against the Houston Rockets. Okay, good. I just missed that. I guess they announced it last night. I was looking for it this morning. I missed that. So 7 p.m. against the Houston Rockets on Sunday on Sports Radio 92 on the game. Final game of the regular season. And there's a whole bunch of things that can happen here. The Hawks can finish fourth. If they lose the game, they could finish sixth. Now, I'm not saying they will, but they could. So, you know, right now, you go into this game, both Miami and the Knicks, they both won last night. Miami beat Philadelphia to a bloody pulp last night.
Like, literally, didn't they?
Yeah.
Something like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard got hands put on him, didn't he? That was last night, right?
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, yeah, it was, you know, Miami and the Knicks. So Knicks beat San Antonio in a game that San Antonio had to win, and Miami just pounded on Philadelphia, literally. And so both of those teams will play Saturday, and then all three will play Sunday because Miami and the Knicks both have two games left. And then how it works out, as long as the Hawks win over Houston, the only thing we could tell you, the only guarantee that we could tell you is the Hawks will not finish sixth. Okay, that's the only thing we can tell you. We can guarantee they won't finish sixth if they beat Houston. So they'd be 4-5. And the odds favor them finishing fourth. But first things first, beat Houston on Sunday, take care of your business, and you won't finish in that sixth spot. And then you'll face either Miami or the Knicks in the opening round. So a lot going on here. It is Friday, too. It's date night for me tonight.
Friday.
Getting ready for, drinks or dranks? Dranks. Because I saw that. Is there a difference if I take my wife out for drinks or dranks?
Yeah. It's the difference between drinks and dranks.
Okay,
like, drinks are like, that's some James Bond shaking, not stirred type stuff. Dranks, like, it's about to get weird. Like, it's you're going out and it's probably going to get weird. Yeah, so it's a huge difference, John Fricky.
So do I need to take my wife out for drinks, or am I good? Am I past that stage now?
I mean, you should never be past the stage going out to get drinks. Like, going to get drinks, that means it's going to get weird. It might get weird.
Okay, I'm just checking. I'm going to one of the joints. We haven't been in a long time because of the stupid pandemic. Mm-hmm. We haven't been in a long time to a joint in downtown Cartersville. Has two or three restaurants I really like. And one of them is called 8-Track. And it's A-T-E. Ha, ha, ha. 8-Track. But it's really good. It's a funky joint. It's a place you would get drinks, I think. You know,
drinks.
Actually.
Yeah, you got to get some drinks, man.
It's not the hoity-toity. Really good restaurant. Really like it. But it's not a place for shaking.
I'm getting ready for graduation this weekend. That's going on.
Yeah, I know. Right. Yeah, you got a big weekend coming up.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, too. Yeah, I get that down on the list. All right, here we go. Morning Mashup coming up next. It is Friday with John and Hugh. We've got the good set of notes. We'll talk about the Hawks, and then we were going to get into, we have to talk about the Atlanta Braves. And you're going to get a chance to talk, too, okay? Whether or not you have any faith that they're going to be able to pull off what they need, what we think they need to do, to win a World Series. Because let's say the bar is still there, okay? It's win the World Series. And nothing short of that is going to be much acceptable. Morning Mash next around the corner on the Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
It's 6:20 Atlanta. Time for the Morning Mashup.
A recap of the biggest stories of the morning with John and Hugh.
Crazy. Get up. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Friday Morning Mash. Getting ready for drinks or dranks is one Oren Romaine. What's going to be in your world there, drinks or dranks?
Naps or naps? That's going to be in my world this weekend, John.
How did the 7-year-old baseball game go?
All right, so a little backstory here. My other job, getting ready to go to work yesterday, I got a call. It's like, hey, scratch what you're getting ready to do. We need you to go to the fields. You're going to be umpiring a 7- and 8-year-old baseball game. Huh? Yeah, we just need somebody to be out there to ump. So I'm sitting in the back of my mind like, man, I guess I got to call balls and strikes now? Like, I gotta be out there. My immediate worry always when I'm asked to do something like this is not so much about the kids. Like, yeah, I understand the kids and the coaches are going to try to have them, but I get nervous about the parents because I don't want to be that dude who ends up in a viral video with somebody's mama or daddy in my face. Mad because I called a ball that should have been a strike, a ball. All of a sudden now, I'm sitting in there on World Star about some lady going upside my head or some dad want to fight me outside somewhere. And I don't know if y'all know this about me. I'm a big dude. I feel like I can hold my own. But I'm not going up there trying to look for no – like, I – no, uh-uh. No, I'm a gentle giant, man. So – but, yeah, so – it turns out with 7- and 8-year-olds, the coaches pitch to them, so they only get like 5 or 6 pitches. So I don't even have to call balls or strikes. I just call swings and misses. That's all I have to do. And then when the ball hits the dirt of the infield, if it's a hit, if it comes back and hits the dirt, and I put my hands up and I tell all the kids to stop running. Stop, freeze, basically. So in a sense, I was an umpire, but I was also like a PE teacher. that was like monitoring freeze tag. Like, hey, everybody freeze. Stay where you are. All right, go back to the base. So was a high-scoring affair. It was a 13-9 ball game that was won by the Cubs over the Athletics. The Cubs had a couple of big innings in a four-inning game. The Athletics tried valiantly to get back in it late, but they ran out of time because it was 7:30 and folks had things to do.
Sounds like an eventful evening, but good job as far as not having to put hands on anybody. I mean, that's how it should be, man. But unfortunately, a lot of young kids and their parents, their parents are uber
competitive. They get into it, man. Yeah, this was more about the fun.
Yeah,
I think so. Everybody got a chance to hit a certain number of times, and that's what it was about. Just like, oh, we'll make sure they hang out there and have fun. I'm like, all right. As long as you're saying that they need to go out there and have fun, then I'm okay with that. But
right. If it's not fun, you don't, because you don't want a parent rolling up on you like they're wearing a Padres jersey.
Man, listen, John. Let me tell you,
that man.
Like, there are certain rules that apply. Like, that this dude. Is when that's the difference between a private school education and a public school education. Yeah. Like real
you
talk.
You wear your blazer behind the plate.
Yeah, like this is not a shot at anybody, but. A public school education lets you know that you don't – like, when somebody's rolling up on you like that, there's bad intentions involved. See, that private school, you still think that there's a opportunity to talk this out like grown folks. No. Like, the time for talking is done. It's time to defend yourself. Like, real talk, it's time to defend yourself. And it was clear – that Buddy didn't realize what time it was.
Clarification, there's a video going around right now at the Padres and Rockies in Denver where a Padres fan ran up on a Rockies fan. And
he didn't even run up on him.
He walked up on him. He walked up on him with intent. Like, he walked up on him knowing that. That's one of the situations. Like, he walked up knowing, I'm going to hit this dude in the face. So he walked up on him and just cold cocked him. And no, he didn't cold cock him.
He put him night-night.
He sent him sleep.
Put him night-night, and he went down. Yeah.
Bro, like,
one
like,
hit acquitted him, man.
And right. My thing is this. Listen, cat roll up on – like, if a cat rolling up on me, first of all, my first thing I'm on my – hey, dog, you better slow down. Don't walk up on me. Like, that's public school. That's a public school education.
Yeah, somebody like, rolling up on me, I'm
yeah, it's my, like, hold I've up, dog. My, yeah, hey, right. You better keep your up, distance. Right. Like, keep your distance. Right. Dude rolled up on him, and Buddy, he must have went to a private school where they do have blazers, John. So, hey, what's going on, Buddy? Boom. Night-night.
Talking bad about the blazer crowd, huh?
Bloop.
Hey, now, the kicker, if you've seen the video, kicker to the story, the follow-up to the story is the guy that got decked and knocked out, I mean, night-night. It did decline to press any charges, and
because he probably had it coming. Like, I'm not that's like, what I'm listen, people were like, well, what did he say? I don't
enough.
Know what he said,
you know,
but obviously,
the wrong
you
thing.
Knew you were in the wrong, and you was like, you know what, I'm not pressing charges because you know what, I deserve that again.
Keep my name out of the media because if he presses charges, his name goes into the media, and then everybody knows what he did and what he said, you know, and now, I got to keep my name out of the media here, yeah. Because he said
whatever
something.
He said, but it had Buddy charged and Buddy rolled up on him and Buddy let him and put like healing hands. He ain't put no healing hands on. He just night. Yeah, it was a rap kiss.
Damn that baby. NyQuil, bro. Melatonin fist.
Yeah, melatonin. That's what they call it. The melatonin fist.
A melatonin fist.
Morning Bash with Arnold Romaine. Anyway,
we'll go away from the stories of guys getting pushed in the face. We talked yesterday, the schedule was released, the NFL schedule was released, and big game, week 4, a couple bits of news about this between the Bucks and the Pats. Tickets are already going on secondary markets right now for that game. You guys want to guess what they're going for right now?
I'm going to say $500.
I'm going to guess a copy of TB12.
You gentlemen are both off by several hundreds of dollars.
Oh, wow.
The cheapest price right now for a pair of Bucks Patriots tickets for week 4, $13.50 each on Ticketmaster, $11.50 on StubHub, $11.35 on SeatGeek, and $11.70 on Ticket City. So
yeah,
retailing for over,
I
mean, $1,000. $1,100, actually.
Bruh.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. 1,100 and 1,300 respectively.
That's a highly tickets. Anticipated game. You it's talk about the game to watch. People are, you know, Tom Brady's coming back home. And, you know, the reaction that he's going to get, it's not going to be a bad reaction. Like, Foxborough.
It better be a long, long standing ovation.
Yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful, like, I'm not going to lie. I had a chance to ride up through there, man. The area that stadium is in, I mean, it's kind of like Green Bay, John. You're riding down the street, mm-hmm. and then it's like, boom, stadium.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yep,
boom.
Yep.
But the
I've
area around the stadium.
I haven't been in it, but I've driven past it. Right?
Yeah, like the area around the stadium is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yep. Like, they have a lot of, like, shops and stuff, like high-end shops mm-hmm. and things like
fancy,
that.
Fancy, hoity-toity. The Blazer
brand. Yeah, it's a little battery-ish, yeah. I mean,
yeah, they have – Exactly. It's like the battery. That's a great example, John. It's like the battery. It's a nice area, though, man. They're gonna and they have an area, say, like, where, you know, the place where you can watch – you like, you don't have to actually go in and see the Braves game, but you can hear it or whatever, sit in that little plaza or whatever. They got something like that there, too. It's nice. So, yeah, he's going to get a standing O. He's going to get – it's going to be a great time, and that area is going to be packed when he comes back to town.
One person who is excited about that game, his father, Tom Brady Sr., who did a cold call yesterday to WEEI up in Boston – and talk to the guys up there in Boston. And he says, hey, you know what? You can go ahead and chalk that Bucks game. It's a victory.
Coming back home to Boston, you know, it's our second home here. And the Patriots are our second favorite team. It's a game where we get to root for against nobody. We get to root for the Patriots. But our most favorite team, of course, is the Buccaneers. And so we expect to beat the Patriots rather handily, frankly.
Listen, man, he's a proud father. I cannot say nothing bad about Tom Brady's dad. I really can't. He's a proud dad. And, you know, that's it. There's some things I could say, but it's like, he's a dad. You know, because if my son was in the same situation, if my son was the GOAT at quarterback, it'd be, mm-hmm. I'd be probably talking trash.
Talking
too.
Wild, all kinds.
Yeah,
of
like you know, you can't be mad at him. You cannot be mad at him. Like, you know, you hear him talking, like, you want to say something about him, but then it's like, man, whatever, man. His son's the GOAT. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Brady probably grew up a Rams fan. I would think.
I think he grew up. It was Niners.
Was it Niners?
Yeah, I think he was a Niners fan.
Because he was very far from where the Rams played.
No, he was Santa Clara, wasn't he?
No, he was SoCal. He was down playing at Edison. He was in Orange County.
I thought he was a.
No, he was in Orange County playing high school.
Well, I think he grew up in Niners fan because of Montana.
Oh, okay. All right, maybe. Yeah, he played high school ball in Orange County. Yeah. Anyway, California team, whatever it was. I've never really gone that deep on it, so I don't know. Yeah, no, it's going to be, you know, Hugh, it's going to be weird because if you're a Patriots guy, the last thing you want to do if you're the Patriots is to honor, you know, the other, if you're on the team, Hugh, if you're on the Patriots and Tom's rolling in, you know, you're not going to honor the other team, but how do the Patriots not do a tribute video that night?
They are. I mean, they have to. You have to, John. I mean, that's the thing. It's Tom Brady. Like, this is a unique situation. I would think – I don't know too many people like that have reached the heights that Tom Brady has reached, and not only reached the heights that he's reached, John, but get to come back and play against your team like that, like a team that you had so much success against. Like, you get to go back up there. I think that's the first. Isn't that like a? That's why Michael Irvin was so excited about it. Because it gets to happen, and you just know that's one. It's gonna be probably, like the kids say, lit all week in Foxborough, for real.
They gonna be drinking up there in Boston.
They gonna be drink. It's gonna be drink. It ain't gonna be no drinking. It's gonna be drinks.
Drags.
It's gonna be some drinks.
All right. We need to talk. All right. Just saying.
Let's straighten it out.
We'll do that next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90 Gen of the Game. To say that, what else is he going to say? He has faith. He has faith in his guys. He publicly has faith. The question is, do you have any faith? And at the moment, welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh. We're asking you the question. By the way, let me set one premise, Hugh.
What's that?
As we take your calls and your tweets, I am fully aware, okay, that we have 125 games to go. Okay, I'm fully aware of that. You're not breaking any news to me. I know it's a long season and 125 games to go. But at some point,
you got to start separating yourself.
You also have to show me that you have the makings. You know, it's not like you're just sitting around here and you've had, bad luck. And yes, they've had some injuries. I get that. Or you just, you know, somebody did something and you made an error and that it. No, you know what? There's some problems on this team that need to be addressed. There are holes in this lineup. There are holes in the starting staff. There are holes in the bullpen that have to be fixed. And you sit around, I have faith that these guys are going to die. Right now, I don't have any faith that these guys are going to get it done. And when I say any faith, I'm not talking about just that, because, again, the other bar I'm going to set here is the standard for this season is to win the World Series. Okay, that's the standard here that the Braves have achieved. Like it or not, that's the standard that we're talking about here. We're not talking about winning the NL East here. We're not talking about being above 500. We're not talking about being, air quotes, competitive. We're talking about winning the darn World Series, Hugh.
No, I'm with you. And see, this is the thing, John. When we talked about where this team is and what they need to do and the expectations. I think that those are realistic expectations, but like I've said before and we've discussed, it's tough, man, because you always dealing with something. And right now, the biggest issue that I think the Braves have is Mike Soroka. And what I mean by that is that we knew we were going into the season and he wasn't going to be ready. Knew it was going to be a little bit of time. But this minor setback that he has, where he has to go in there and have exploratory surgery on his Achilles.
We hope it's a minor setback, right?
Man, yeah. I mean, it's still a minor setback, John, because when you're talking about opening up your body and you know, say if it's scar tissue or whatever it is that we were talking about yesterday, that you still have to heal from that. So when you're healing from that, that's adding more time to the time frame that we thought we were going to get you back. And now we're in a situation where, you know, what are we going to do? Because that was a guy that we were dependent on him. Huge dependent on the fact that he was coming back into the rotation. And then you couple that with the fact that our pitching has been spotty at times, especially the bullpen. It's just like one of those things where, man, it's an uncomfortable situation to be in. I just say that. It's a very, very uncomfortable situation to be in.
You're being much kinder than I'm going to be.
I know. I'm going to let you go. I know.
Spotty isn't crap. Okay, all right, let's just talk about that. The question that is out there on our Twitter right now is, how much faith do you have? And I think Abe is a little bit setting the bar a little bit lower than I would, but that's okay. He said, how much faith do you have in Liberty Media, Alex Anthopoulos, and Brian Snicker that the Braves can still be World Series contenders this year? And when I say setting the bar lower, contenders is not good enough for me. Okay, I want to make this clear to Liberty Media and everyone. I expect you to be in and win the World Series and nothing less. And if I don't hold you to that standard, you're never going to achieve it. And so this franchise has reached a point where, look, Liberty Media came to me. Well, they didn't come to me. They did it in the dark of night with a bunch of people that we fired from Cobb County Commission and took $300 million of our tax money to move from Turner Field to the Battery without my consent that I'm still paying for. I still have it on my tax bill, okay? So I'm paying for that Battery down there as if Liberty Media needs my money here. And they took that $300 million to build the Battery. Okay, fine, you did that without my consent. I may have voted for it, but you didn't ask me. That's one thing that still sticks in my craw. And you built this thing out. It's there. Now that you have this and you're this big landowner and they're expanding the Battery again and you're making all this money off this, don't give me the pandemic stuff, you're making a ton of cash. Okay, you're making money hand over fist. There is no reason for the now number 7 market in America, soon to be the number 6 market in America, with the largest regional fan base in the entire country in terms of being able to draw from, that you won't open your purse strings and do whatever it takes. Because the problem isn't injuries, Hugh. The problem isn't the ability or inability of Alex Anthopoulos to make moves. The problem is the desire of the franchise to be able to swim in those waters. That's what we're talking about here. And you have to win the World Series right now. You may have to jump into the deep end of the pool and then hold your nose and hope you come up for air. You know what I mean?
That's where we kind of are right now, John. I mean, and I think that's the way that people see it, is because of the fact that, you know, I say it again, Mike Soroka. And the fact that he's hurt and, you know, there's no telling when he's coming back. That's a huge concern for a lot of people. It's a huge concern. So yeah, you're in a position now where you need to figure out, you know, what we're gonna do. Like what is we gonna do? Because, you know, he was supposed to be a big piece of what we had going on. And right now, his health is a major concern, and it's really up in the air right now. It's really up in the air.
Yeah, you had an awful lot of faith in the offseason in Soroka being healthy, and that hasn't happened. Okay, fine. That, you know, that's on your side of the ledger. I get it. You could check that one and say, look, we believed in Charlie Morton and Drew Smyly. Okay, that's another check on your side of the ledger. Those things haven't come through for you. You said we had to focus in and do what were the fans sort of demanding in the offseason, and that was to bring back Marcelo Ozuna, and we were focused and locked in, and we did that. That's another check on your side. Okay, I'll give you all that. Yes, you've had injuries. Soroka, Darnold, others. Now Pache's going down again here. But I don't care about all those checks. All right? I don't care about what's on one side of the ledger or on the other side of the ledger. I just don't want any excuses here, you know, when it comes to being able to go out and make bold moves. Because at this point, I think you need to strongly consider bold. I mean, when I say bold moves, I'm talking about making a move for Chris Bryant at third base. If it involves Austin Riley, it involves Austin Riley. Making a move for another outfielder, because you didn't bring back Adam Duvall. If you had Adam Duvall, you could play Ronald Acuna in center. Would you rather have Ronald Acuna in center? I mean, and have another bat out there? Maybe. And then, of course, when it comes to a starter and when it comes to a closer, Hugh, you have to open those purse strings, get whoever you need to get, because Will Smith was a disaster last night.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at, John. I know you're looking all around the roster and you're looking at certain guys that you know they need to step up for you. But for me personally, it's what are you going to do about the starting pitching, especially when one of the guys that you were counting on is probably going to be down for a while, and then you don't know what you're going to get. And I'm talking about Mike Soroka. You don't know what's going to happen with that. And he's a guy that I would think that you were going to be counting on heavily in that rotation. So that, to me, is one of those things where it's a real concern and what's going to happen there, because we don't know. We do not know how he's going to come back, if he's going to come back, and how much can he be the guy that he once was. So that's an issue. That's an issue for me.
Oh, it's a huge issue. I mean, especially when Charlie Morton and Drew Smyly aren't living up to what you thought. Eddie and Ackworth says that he has no faith that Alex Anthopoulos, Brian Snicker, and Liberty Media will get it done. Ty Jones says none. You know, Ty says there's a reason they are making sure we know how much money Liberty lost. Liberty Media. He said something else, but it's Liberty Media. The company he said is not right, but it's Liberty Media. Let's be clear here. Liberty Media hasn't lost a dime. Okay, Liberty Media has made money hand over fist. There is no losing money when you own a major sports franchise. It's called value-added business. What is the value of the Atlanta Braves franchise right now, today, if they sold it versus what it was when they bought it? A boatload more. Okay, so whether they make or lose money in any given year, Hugh, is irrelevant to the bottom line of the team. Okay, bottom line of the company. They've made money. Adam says, lots of faith in Snit, lots of faith in Alex Anthopoulos, very little faith in Liberty Media. And that's kind of where I'm at. That's Adam Blake. You have a lot of faith in, you know, most people are saying none. I have a lot of faith in Alex Anthopoulos. He's done this
before. You got to do something now. I mean, yep. And you know, and I'll say this, John. In the past, when we've had issues like this, he's come through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're hoping for now. And that's why I'm not pushing the panic button. But I think at this point, like, to me, Soroka is the guy that you look at and be like, man, since you don't know what you're going to get from him, you might be in a position where you have to make some moves. You just might have to make some moves.
And you say, okay, you know, Drew Smyly was a waste. All right, let's move on. I mean, I'm not saying we give up on Drew and Charlie, and we may be sitting here in 2 months going, man, that Drew Smyly is great. But at the moment, you got to start considering major moves, because World Series is the marker here for this team, not just being competitive, okay? And I think they know this, but we're still going to be talking about this, and we're going to take your calls on it later today, because we want to ask you how much faith. The question today is, how much faith do you have? How much faith? It's a faith day. How much faith do you have in the Atlanta Hawks? Probably a lot. Maybe the number one franchise in town that when it comes to faith. Where they stand right now after last night, next with John and Hugh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!